Come on, let's be honest. Why the hell would Bob McCowan be here at this time if we didn't have something big to say? On behalf of Sportsnet, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, we are thrilled, excited, and somewhat relieved.
Oh, please.
To announce that Bob McCowan will be staying with us on a multi-year contract. Congratulations.
Yeah, or condolences, as the case may be.
Here's the deal, though. I mean, the fact of the matter is, whether you want to hear it or not, you are the biggest name in sports broadcasting in this country. And I was going to say, we are proud to retain the services of Bob McCowan, but it's really Bob who's retained the paychecks of Sportsnet.
This will do you no good. You Coming cannot up, suck up to me
there's
and
nothing
get
I need
something
from
out of
you.
It.
No,
I already
I
gave you a bottle of wine.
That's true.
Shut up.
But it's been as much about the art of the deal for you as anything else. I think that you're coming back just so you can negotiate another contract over the next 3 years, or at least think about it. You had fun. That's more fun for you than the show is.
Well, that probably is true. But the reason I'm here is very simple. When I contemplated the possibility of retirement, I went to my wife and I said, are you prepared to stop spending as much as you spend? She said, no. And I said, then I better call Scott Moore and do a new contract.
But you didn't have to call Scott Moore. There are other countries where you could work. There are other stations where you could work. There are other networks. There are other cities. Why are you coming back here?
That's a good question. I don't have any answer for that one. It's simpler. I don't have to sell the house. I don't have to sell the wineries. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to move. I'm happy enough here.
The fact of the matter is, all the people that you abuse on a regular basis, you love those people. You love them. Say it.
No. I'm not going down that road.
Here's another question I had for you. And I was thinking, like, you had every opportunity to negotiate whatever you wanted into your new deal.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I think that. And I was reading an article, an interview that you did not long ago about the time that you did your shows in Vegas. Why? Come on.
Well, why?
Yeah, why wouldn't you want to do that again?
It never occurred to me to do that
again. Well, we should have talked before now.
Yeah. Well, I have a daughter in school now, and she's just turned 16 last week. And so she got a couple years of high school left, and then I got to kick her out of the house. So I got to stick around for that. I can't really be going to Vegas. But the original Vegas deal was as a result of a long, convoluted story. But in brief, we did a deal with Sports Illustrated to do a U.S. version of Primetime that Sports Illustrated was going to be involved with. And did the deal, and in the midst of it, we were going to do it from Vegas. So I was going to do, I think, 2 hours to Canada and then 1 hour to the U.S., and so I went down to Vegas to get a house. I was going to move there. I go down, I get a real estate agent in the space of one day. I find a house. I'm going to put an offer in. I call back to Bob Makowitz, who was the station manager or whatever the hell he was at the time. And I said, are you sure the SI deal is done? He said, yeah. Okay, I'm going to buy the house. I buy the house. I come back. The SI deal falls through. Sports Illustrated wound up getting an offer from CNN. If you remember, CNNSI lasted for a few years. I don't remember how long. But so they went TV instead of radio. So we were there with nothing. But I had a house in Vegas. So as part of the deal, I said, well, look, I'll keep the house in Vegas if you let me go there and do the show for the winter, because I hate winters in southern Ontario. And they had not much choice. And so that's how that happened. So I think 6 years.
Southern Ontario is happy that you've softened your stance on your opinion on winters here, that you are
not
here.
Not that much.
that you are here now. What's this about? What I got a bottle of wine here. It says ahead by a century, the tragically hip.
White. Yeah. I would have brought you the red, but there isn't any.
It's all right.
I literally don't have any of it. Well, we've been making it for, I don't know, about 3 years, 4 years now, and it's become extremely popular. It sold out in 2 hours the last time it went into the LCBO, which is sort of unheard of. And it goes back into the LCBO tomorrow. I think the liquor stores open in this province at 11 a.m. So get there when you can. But last year it was gone by 1 o'clock, and that was 850 cases. This is 1,100 cases, so it's a little bit more, but it's not that much more. We think it's going to sell out very quickly. So if you've had it before, if you've never had it, It's a terrific product, and it's not available all the time.
I just had a vision. Somebody just woke up. They turn their radio on, and they go, wait a minute. Bob McCowan's in there to talk about wine on a Friday morning at 7:06.
Well, because the hip is being re-released tomorrow. Both the white and the red, fully completely, is the red, and Ahead by a Century is the white. And I hope you enjoy that. And so get out there. And we've also just launched a wine for Doug Gilmore. Bin 93, both red and white.
Are you only launching wines from guys that were born in a certain city?
No, not necessarily. Okay. We have a couple of big announcements coming up next year, too.
Well, we already had a big announcement here this morning that you are staying on here. More vacation time?
Well, that's what they say. I don't know that I've agreed to that.
How long have you known this? I mean, you waited almost till the last minute to either accept the offer or to make the announcement.
No, I never accept an offer. They accept an offer.
That's what I meant.
They accepted the offer about 10 days ago.
There you go. That's what I meant when I said that you have retained their services for another few years.
Yeah, and you're sitting in my seat too, by the way.
I knew it, and I asked them. I said, do you think I should get up and give Bob this seat? And I thought, no
it's only mine between 4 and 7. You can have it the rest of the time.
All right.
Then, don't spit on the microphone, though.
I'll try not to. You can go now.
All right. I'm done. Thank you very much. Boys, enjoy your wine. Don't drink it till after lunch.
There you go. Bob McCowan. And I'm sure...
a couple of drunk morning guys. That's all we need.
Well, no, they're not here this morning, but they'll be back on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Those two maroons.